Monday, June 23rd. Trying to come up with a letter to explain why my birthday party was being canceled was a lot harder than I thought it would be. Dear, insert name of party guest. I am very sorry to inform you that, due to circumstances beyond my control, my birthday party has officially been canceled. I sincerely apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused and assure you that I am actually doing everyone a huge favor. Eating a slice of my nasty pizza ice cream sushi pancakes clam chowder Skittles flavored birthday cake while being forced to watch a bunch of little old ladies belly dance to accordion music would have more than likely induced projectile vomiting along with irreversible psychological trauma. If you have any questions, complaints, or just want to yell at someone for totally ruining your weekend, please feel free to contact my social director, Chloe Garcia. Sincerely, Nikki Maxwell. Okay, I'll admit my letter was a little harsh. To Chloe. Although it was her fault the invites had gotten mailed out, throwing her under the bus by making her deal with the birthday backlash was probably unfair. Bonjour, darling, a familiar voice interrupted my thoughts. Just great. It was Chef Bri-Bri, again. What are you doing here in my cafe? Do you have a reservation? She asked rather rudely. Actually, the last time I checked, I was sitting at the table in my kitchen, I shot back. No, darling, this is a business, and we have a very strict no loitering allowed policy. So unless you want to request a reservation, goodbye, sorry. I just rolled my eyes at her. I refused to wait 3 months for a table. No thanks, I'm leaving, I answered. Wait, she said. Let's make a deal. I really need a website. If you make one for me, I'll pay you with BarkBytes. And you can hang out in my cafe. That sounds like a good deal? Yes? No, I grumped. I'm out of here. Sorry. Wait, she said again. What if I pay you with money? She reached into her pocket, pulled out a stack of $5 bills, and waved it right in front of my face, back and forth and back and forth, like she was trying to hypnotize me or something. Suddenly, Chef Bri-Bri had my undivided attention. Okay, I'm listening, I muttered. Everyone loves my delicious bark bites. Dogs and humans can't resist them, Chef Bri-Bri explained. I'm going to be so rich that I can buy a baby unicorn. But I need a business partner. If you help me, you can be super rich too, darling. Actually, that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard. I realize we all have hopes and dreams, including my bratty little sister. But come on, some things are just beyond the realm of possibility. Everyone knows baby unicorns don't exist. The only thing more unbelievable than this was the fact that I'd just been offered an opportunity to make some cold, hard cash. I pulled out my calculator and quickly added up all the BarkBytes money and orders. It was a total of $970. After expenses, if we split the money 50-50, we'd each have a profit of about $400. OMG, That was enough money to pay for the swimming pool and almost everything else for my birthday party. And maybe we can sell even more. Okay, Chef Bri-Bri, you've got yourself a deal. She gave me a firm handshake and a big smile. Welcome to the Bark Bites business, darling. I took a cute photo of Daisy with my phone and had a website up and running in about an hour. Brianna and I spent the rest of the day diligently working together on our new business. We rode our bicycles to the store to purchase ingredients and small plastic bags, ribbon, labels, and small boxes. Back at home, while she baked with her little chef oven, I used the much larger kitchen oven. Each cookie sheet held 2 dozen snacks, so it only took a few hours to bake and frost enough doggy snacks to fill all the orders. The final step was to get them ready to be mailed to customers. I printed mailing address labels on the computer, and then we placed the bags of doggy snacks into boxes. Somehow, Brianna ended up with more mailing labels stuck on her than on the shipping boxes. Daisy helped out too, and cleaned up any snacks that we accidentally dropped on the floor. Our Bark Bites business venture was a lot of work, but I decided to look on the bright side. Every order I boxed up was another step closer to my super amazing, super epic party. It was Brianna's idea to check our new website to see if any more orders had come in. We were shocked to see that 12 new orders had been placed in just the few hours since the website had been set up. Squee! By the time my mom got home from work, everything was ready to be mailed. And get this, she actually said she was really proud of our teamwork. I was so relieved Mom wasn't mad that we'd set up a whole business without asking first if it was okay. Plus, we needed her PayBuddy account password so we could process the orders from everyone. Mom offered to mail off the orders for us at the post office on her way to work tomorrow morning. This was really good news because I never wanted to see another mailroom again. Especially since I still had nightmares about Chloe, Zoe, and me crashing into that mailroom worker. We'd literally knocked the poor guy right out of his shoes. Anyway, as planned, my BFFs came over after dinner to help me write out the postcards to cancel my party. They were understandably a little grumpy about the whole thing. I could barely contain my excitement about the huge surprise I had for them. Guess who's having a party? My awesome BFFs and I said, showing my BFFs the cash to pay for my birthday party. No way! Are you kidding? Chloe and Zoe were so shocked and happy, they started screaming. We did a group hug and excitedly resumed our party planning. I now have enough cash for the swimming pool payment, which is due on Wednesday. Although Chef Bri-Bri, pastry chef to the stars, is a little crazy, I'm happy she offered me a business deal I couldn't refuse. I'm really proud of my little sister. I'm sure she's going to be a millionaire by the time she's 10 years old. Since my party is back on again, my BFFs and I decided to meet at the Party Palace tomorrow at noon to shop for decorations and supplies. I'm so excited! I can hardly wait! Squeeeeee!